Throwback Soul Weekend on Q105. Welcome back to the show. It's the morning after at 9:38. Eric and Demetrius Nicodemus, our friend Ashley is here with us. We're all weird on time, so let's see. Let's do waking up. There was a small back and forth on Twitter about this, and I think I put it on my Facebook, and I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. You see these commercials, and commercials obviously are
lies,
fake and lies. I don't know. Somebody wakes up out of bed, the sun is shining in, they stretch their arms out. Oh God, they look refreshed and ready to hit the day. I can honestly tell you, I have never felt that in my life. There has never been a day in my life where I have woken up refreshed, ready to nail the entire day.
Really?
Is this a thing? I don't sleep well, but when I see those commercials, I just shake my head. And having this Twitter back and forth with my friend, there are other people like me. D, you wake up in the middle of the night.
No, it's morning. There's an AM after it.
What time are you getting up? Still up like 3?
It depends on. Here's the thing. My body requires exactly seven hours of sleep. No more, no less. So whenever I go to bed, 7 hours after that, I'm waking up.
Okay.
So if I go to bed at 8, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm counting on my fingers, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
When you wake up, are you refreshed?
I'm up, yeah. Am I refreshed? Are there, like, animated birds chirping? Mm-hmm. Is like, some guy in overalls going zippity doo da zip. No, I don't have any of that. I get a cup of coffee. I feel I'm awake though. I'm not like dragging ass or anything like that. I'm up.
How often do you go to bed at 8 o'clock?
A lot.
How many days are in a year? Most of them.
Yeah. I'll stay up until, you know, if I stayed up until like midnight, I wake up at 7. But what's the point of that? I mean, so like, I'll go to bed at like 8, 9 o'clock, and then I'm at the gym at 5.
I set my alarm today for 7.
You set an alarm? Oh, yeah, that's right. Regular people do those things.
It used to be 4:45.
I set an alarm for 7, too.
Yeah, nice job. It's conducive to your lifestyle.
My lifestyle today.
I got into bed at like 10, because I know that if I want to get like 8 hours of sleep, I got to be in bed for 9. Like, my sleep sucks, and I don't. So you wake up and you're ready for things. I'm not. Ashley,
The more sleep I get, the less refreshed I feel. Like, if I could go on like 5 or 6 hours of sleep and be like ready for the day. If I go, like the other night I fell asleep at like 8:30 with the kids, and I woke up at like 6:45, and I was like, no, don't make me get up.
But you do wake up feeling like you're ready for the day.
On days I don't sleep a long time, yes.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say you refreshed, like, but like, you know.
It takes you like an hour, Eric, to get together.
Well, here's the thing. If I have like one solid hour during the day when I'm awake. Like, I'm good from like 1 to 1:38. I don't know. Like,
do you nap?
I can't.
Okay.
I don't nap.
I can't nap either.
I just don't sleep. I try to lay down and relax, but I rarely ever fall asleep. And usually it's like, it does more harm than good.
Yeah, I'm going to say sometimes nappers don't sleep well at night, so they never feel refreshed.
Yeah, it's not that. Like, I just don't sleep throughout the night. Or like I said, if I'm in bed for 9 hours, I don't know how much of it is actually, like, good quality sleep. I failed a sleep test before. I went to the sleep test. They hooked me up to all the things, and they're like, you can't fall asleep, and they sent me home. Like, I kicked out of it. So I don't sleep well. So the only way that, like, I can sound as boisterous as I am now is...
Crack.
Drugs.
Okay. I prefer cocaine.
Meth.
Don't do meth.
I saw a toothless guy in a trailer out in the parking lot. It smelled funny over there.
Was it my guy?
Yeah, I think it was your guy. Actually, he had a shirt on that said, I'm Eric's guy.
Eric's meth man. Sell meth, make meth, don't do meth. The only way that like I can function at this level is as soon as the alarm hits, start moving and don't stop. Because if I stop, then this fatigue comes over me. So I'm sitting with two people who feel good when they wake up in the morning. You can both go to hell.
I'm a morning person.
Yeah.
A friend of mine is not. Like, she wakes up and I'm like, you look like you've just been dragged through the mud and set on a chair.
My wife is like that. My wife can sleep from like 8 p.m. to like 8 a.m. And I'm like, that's like 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's like half the day.
Like, what are you? And she'll wake up and she'll still look tired. And I'm like, but you slept for like 12 hours. How is that possible?
She's a mom. Her mind doesn't stop.
You know.
So is she closer to me? Like, she's never refreshed? Oh.
You ask if I'm a morning person, my wife is the exact opposite of a morning person, which is, and there's actually no good time. Maybe mid-afternoon person.
Yeah, I told
you. Maybe she's like late evening. She turns into a late evening person. But other than there's no morning in her title.
Does she drink coffee?
Oh, yeah. And this is a weird thing.
Like coffee.
It's like one cup. She drinks a cup of coffee with a ton of creamer in it, never finishes it. But that's how she starts her day. It is a cup of coffee with a lot of creamer. She probably drinks half and then leaves it on the counter.
But it's probably because she's pulled away because.
But
like,
I'm no.
Kid, so she's like,
no,
oh.
No. She. This has been her MO since the day I met her. Is half a cup of coffee, and I don't think that's a way to start your day. My day consists of maybe 9-10 cups of coffee. Hmm. You know.
I need potent caffeine as well, or else it's just going to be.
Favorite stripper, potent caffeine. Black History Month.
Like my coffee, like I like my girls. Black. Ground them in the freezer. I worked with you for every day for like 3+ years. And Ashley, the man looked the same every single morning. I could set a clock by the way he looked facially and how awake he was. D, you probably couldn't say that about me.
Oh, God, no.
You knew.
No, there'd be days where we're like this. Who are we going to have to put it in the door code to get him? Who knows?
Not that. Like where I came in and you knew, like, boy didn't sleep well.
Oh, yeah.
He might fall asleep like the last guy.
Oh, look. What are you talking about? The last guy. Hey, welcome, Kansas. Hi. Dude, this is Talia. Whatever, man. What? I hit my head on a ceiling fan.
9:45.
Moving a couch.
We'll see if we have enough time for another segment. You can get all the segments that you might have missed at Q105.5.com.